for Pastor Ed, who is the pastor of both of those, in Pennsylvania. So I've been his associate for 6 or so years. And I was also the facility guy here, so all of you guys that are here that have had to deal with this building, I was the one that always got the phone call when something was wrong. So that's in a nutshell, that's who I am. This is my wife, Billy, and my son, Dylan. And they're awesome. And my wife and I just celebrated our 27th wedding anniversary yesterday.
Wow. Congratulations.
All these guys are saying that they thought I was like 30 or 35, so I'm very appreciative of that. I did not get married when I was 2. So.
Wow.
So, and currently, my wife and I are praying about our next step, what God's going to do with us going forward. We're looking at possibly taking a church that needs a pastor or pioneering in the North Plano area. And so we're just believing God, you know, for our next step in this journey. And so be praying for us as we plan and prepare. But the other thing that I wanted to mention this morning is how great it was to see some of my friends here, Brother Jeff and David's here this morning, and Miss Ruth, and just what a blessing it is to see all you this morning and be here with you. As we read the scripture, there's some things that I want to point out, and that is in verse 6 of the scripture, it says, "And he passed in front of Moses, and the Lord, the compassionate and generous God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness, maintaining love for thousands, and forgiving wickedness, rebellion, and sin. Yet he does not leave the guilty unpunished. He punishes the children and their children for the sin of the parents for the third and fourth generation." And Moses bowed down and worshipped. And the...
Pastor Joe 在这个出埃及记第34章第6节到第8节，耶和华在他面前宣告说：“耶和华耶和华是有怜悯、有恩典的神，不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实，为千万人存留慈爱，赦免罪孽、过犯和罪恶。万不以有罪的为无罪，必追讨他的罪，自负己子，直到三四代。”
Now, this portion of Scripture stands on its own, but how many of you know that context matters? So we have to put this Scripture in context. So we're not going to read it this morning, but I want to go back and tell you about chapter 32.
我们不会读这段经文，但是呢，我们想要说是大家回头想到出埃及记第32章。
In chapter 32, we find the story of Moses. Moses is has already been on the mountain with God.
在32章的时候，摩西已经说是在西乃山上跟神在一起。And
Aaron was down at the bottom of the mountain with the people.
而亚伦呢，在山底下，在引领的其他的以色列民。And
as they were down there,
当他们在山底下的时候,
they were complaining.
他们在抱怨。They
were complaining after God had delivered them from Egypt.
他们在抱怨神把他们领出了埃及,
had helped them across the Red Sea,
帮助他们过了红海,
had fed them,
就喂养他们,
and taken care of them.
并且说是照顾他们。
But because Moses was so long on the mountain,
但是呢, 摩西在山上待的时间太长了,
they wondered what was going on.
他们不知道摩西发生了什么事情。
Isn't it amazing how you can see all of these miracles
当他们看到了这许许多多的神迹之后
And yet in a moment lose your faith.
然而就在那个时刻他们失去了他们的信心。
And so the story goes on and talks about how the people complained to Aaron.
32章主要讲的是这些子民怎么样子向亚伦抱怨。
And said, let us make another God.
并且说让我们说是再造另外一个神。
And so Aaron takes the gold from the people.
所以亚伦呢就从子民从以色列民的手上收取了金子。
And they create a calf.
并且造了一个金牛犊
and they begin to worship it.
并且开始敬拜这个金牛犊
Moses is on the mountain.
摩西在山上
and God speaks to Moses and tells him what's going on at the bottom.
神告诉他在山底下到底发生了什么事情
and to shorten this story, basically what God tells Moses
神告诉摩西说
is I'm going to wipe them out and I'm going to make a nation out of you alone.
我要把他们所有人全部除灭，要让你的后裔成为大国。
And here we find Moses, and Moses begins to stand in the gap for the people.
然而，摩西在这个时候呢，站在了神和以色列民的中间。
He asks Lord, the Lord not to destroy the people.
他请求神。他请求神不要说是把以色列民全部赶尽杀绝。
And I don't know if God was actually going to do it, or God was just setting an example for Moses.
我不知道神在这个地方是不是真的要做这件事情，或者说他只是说是让摩西在这个当中成为一个榜样，成为一个领袖。
But in that moment, God demonstrated His mercy.
但是在那个情况之下，神向所有的人展现了他的怜悯。
So now we fast forward to chapter 34 again.
让我们再回到34章。
And again, he says, he passed in front of Moses, and God begins to exclaim his mercy and who he is toward Moses.
神呢，向摩西，并且说是向其他的以色列民宣告了他的怜悯。
So here, Moses, when he bows down,
当摩西俯伏下拜的时候
before God and worships him, after God exclaims his mercy, he's doing it because he already saw the example.
摩西俯伏下拜是因为他已经说是看到神的怜悯。
He's doing it becauseOut of a heart of knowing that God has mercy.
他这么做是因为他知道神是有怜悯的。
Because God demonstrated it before him.
因为神在他的面前向他展示了他的怜悯。
And so this morning we're going to talk about mercy given.
今天早上我们要来谈一谈神的怜悯。
And the reason that it's given is because we can't do anything to earn it.
之所以谈到怜悯，是因为我们没有办法说是做任何事情来得到神的怜悯。
So I think to understand mercy, you first have to understand justice.
在明白神的怜悯之前，我们要先明白神的公义。
So justice is a due payment for wrongs done.
公义呢，就是为你所犯的错要付上代价。
So it's a payment.As far as the gospel goes, our justice is our payment for sin.
在这个福音里面呢说到，那我们的那公义就是我们要为我们的罪付上代价。
And there is no grace in justice.
在公义的当中是没有恩典的。
It's a single fixed point.
这个公义呢是一个固定的一个点。
So I'm going to show you something.This is a tool I used. I was a mason for 30 years.
当 Pastor Joe 在30年前呢，他曾是一个石匠。
And this is a tool that we used when we built elevators and anything that was really tall.
这个就是当时用的这个工具，当他们在建造这种，就是说，就建造电梯井或者说是更高的一些高层建筑的时候，他们用这个工具。
This created a fixed point for us to work from.
这个呢，就会说是给他们看到一个固定的一个点，让他们说是能够说是继续他们的工作。
Gravity pulls this down.
重力会把这个铅锤的线拉住。
And it creates one fixed point that we could measure off of.
这样子呢，就给他们说是创造一个固定点，让他们能够说是通过这个固定点来衡量。
That would never change.
那他们就不会说是因为失去这个固定点而改变他们的这个工作。
We have a fixed point.
我们都有这个固定点。
As Christians, our fixed point is the Word of God.
我们的固定点呢，是在神的话语上面。
And the one thing that I love about God's Word.
Pastor Joe 最喜欢的就是说关于神的话。
Is that it never changes.
是因为神的话永不改变。
Unlike our society.
不像我们的社会。
That is constantly changing. But God's word never changes. It stays the same. And so it's something that we can point to all the time. One thing that we can always go back to in our lives.
那神的话永不改变，那我们就可以说是一直都可以说是回到神的话去找到这个固定点。
There's only one problem.
只有一个问题。
We cannot meet the requirements of the Word of God.
我们没有办法靠我们自己达到神的话所要求的那个标准。
Romans 3:23 says that for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
在罗马书3:23这么样子说，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
That means all of us, right? Me, Jimmy, everybody in this room have missed the mark.
这意味着我们所有的人都亏缺了神的荣耀。
And so, the Word of God requires justice. Now you have to have justice for that sin.
那神的话要求公义，而公义呢，要求是对这个罪要有的审判。
And justice requires punishment.
那公义呢，也要求了对罪的审判，对罪的这个惩罚。
I know, it's kind of harsh. We'll get to the mercy part in a minute. Okay, so so it requires punishment. And so we find, what do we find? The punishment for sin in the book of Romans, chapter 6, and verse 23, it says, for the wages of sin is death.
在罗马书6:23节，我们可以看到对罪的惩罚是什么。罗马书6:23节说到， 因为罪的工价乃是死。
So we understand something this morning. We understand that God is merciful.
我们明白神是有怜悯的。
We understand that God has given us a law that we can't keep.
神给到我们的律法，要我们遵守。
And we understand that there has to be justice within that system.
在神给的这个律法当中，有了公义的存在。
And so does God ignore justice?
神忽略了公义吗？
We know that he doesn't. The Bible says that justice is not ignored, but it's fulfilled through Christ.
我们知道神，从圣经里面我们看到，神没有说是忽略他的公义，但是呢，神的公义是在耶稣基督的身上得以成全。
Isaiah 53:5 says this.
以赛亚书53:5节这样说的。
But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes we've been made whole. Jesus was the fulfillment of the justice that was required for each of us.
以赛亚书53:5节，哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。 因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤， 我们得医治，因为耶稣所受的这一切，我们那满足了神的公义。
So God doesn't ignore justice. He fulfilled it at great cost with His Son.
神并没有说是，神并没有说是没有满足他的公义。他用他付上了极大的代价，以他的独生爱子的生命来付上这个代价。
And so when we talk about mercy, we have to understand mercy. So something about mercy is that mercy is the catalyst for salvation.
我们必须 要明白怜悯。怜悯呢是得到救恩的媒介，或者说是一个催化剂。
A while back, I was at the Plano City Building, working to get the permits for the warehouse church.
当我到这个 Plano 的这个市政府得，向他们就说，请求说是能够说是建造这个 warehouse church 的时候。
And if you know anything about the Plano Building, you spend a lot of time waiting.
当在那边去请求他们去办事的时候，你知道要在那个地方要花上很多的时间去等待。
Brother David knows what I'm talking about very intimately.
We pray every day.
Yeah, waiting and waiting. And so while I was there, I was waiting, and I had met a man who was a former Muslim from Iraq.
在当时牧师在那边等待的时候，他遇到了一个曾经是一个穆斯林的人，那个人来自伊拉克。
So he started telling me his story about his life when he was in Iraq and how he became a Christian.
于是那个人呢就开始跟牧师讲述他是怎么样的信主的。
And so he says he was talking about how the armies would come through the houses, and they would literally take all the men 10 and older, and they would just immediately be forced to be in the military.
在当时在伊拉克就在那军队呢就会说是直接闯进人的家里面，然后十岁以上的人全部都会被军队抓走，并且说是强行入伍当兵。
As he got older, he got out of Iraq, and he found his way to America after many, many, many struggles.
在通过许多的挣扎了之后，他从伊拉克逃出，并且说是找到了方法来到了美国。
And so, when he came to America, he met a group of men who were former Muslims but were Christians.
到了美国之后呢，他找到一个团体，这个团体呢都是曾经是穆斯林，但是现在呢是基督徒的这样子的一群人。
And they began to invite him to be a part of their Bible study, and he resisted for a really long time. He said,
他那群人呢就邀请他一起说是参与查经，他一开始呢就说抵挡了很久。
He said that his life was just so difficult, he had given up on it and was planning to commit suicide when he met these men.
当这个团体说是见到这个人的时候，就发现这个人的这个身上面有很多的痛苦，甚至于说是这个人他曾经说是想过要自杀。
Then he finally decided, what would it hurt? I might as well go and be with them.
然而呢，就是说他们就在想用什么样子的方法能够说是接近他。
So he began to hear the gospel for the first time in his life, and here his whole life he was a Muslim, and he hears the gospel for the first time.
这个人他第一次听到福音，因为他在那之前的话，在他之前的人生，他一直都是一个穆斯林。
And he said the thing that he struggled with more than anything about Christianity and about the gospel.
那个人他说呢，他觉得就是说，对于他来说最挣扎的一件，就对于他来说，那基督教跟穆斯林跟伊斯兰教这两个中间最挣扎、最令他困惑以及说是最挣扎的一件事情
，was mercy，
是怜悯。
He said it didn't make any sense to him.
对于他来说，就怜悯这件事情对他来说讲不通。
Because the only thing he knew about God was judgment.
因为在他的这个观念里面，他 他所了解所知道就是说关于神的关于神的信息就只有说是审判。
He said growing up as a Muslim, the only thing he was ever taught was to hate and to fear the judgment of God.
在他说在这个穆斯林的这个成长的这个过程当中，他们被教导说要惧怕神的审判。
So eventually he gave himself over to God and had a full understanding of what God's grace and what God's mercy was for his life.
于是他信主了，并且说是从这个当中他明白了，神的怜悯以及说是神的恩典。
So I think we have to understand two things, because sometimes as Christians, I think we get terminology confused.
我们需要说是明白以下的两点，因为有的时候的话，我们作为基督徒可能都会把以下的这两点会搞混。
So let's look at mercy and grace.
我们来看一下，就是说怜悯和恩典这两个词。
So mercy is not receiving what I deserve or punishment.
怜悯呢是没有得到我们所应得的惩罚。
And yet we all know that we deserve punishment because the word says in Romans 5:12, therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men because all men sinned. So we know that we are all sinners, and so we know what God's requirement is for us.
在罗马书五章十二节说到，这就如罪是从一人入了世界，死又是从罪来的，于是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。那我们也知道，就是说神对于罪的这一个罪的审判。
But grace is receiving something I don't deserve.
然而呢，恩典呢是得到一些东西我们不配得到的。
So what do we receive from God that we don't deserve? His forgiveness, His love, His hope, power from God, relationship with Him, healing, restoration.
那我们从神那里得到了什么呢？我们从神那里得到了赦免，得到了他的爱。得到了盼望，得到了能力，得到了与他的关系，得到了他的医治，以及说是被他所恢复。
So there's a reason why we have to understand the difference between these two. It's very important as Christians. We understand that there's a difference between grace and mercy.
所以我们要明白这两个，这个怜悯跟恩典这两个的区别。
Because if we live...And as many Christians do, if we live only through grace,
因为我们如果说是只通过恩典活着,
we're going to find ourselves lost.
我们会迷失。
Okay, there was I spoke on the relationship between mercy and worship last week at a church in Dallas. And as I was preparing for that message, I came across a story.
在牧师在准备这一篇信息的时候，那牧师了解到了一个故事
about a worship leader who, while he was a worship leader, was struggling with his belief in God, and ultimately decided that God didn't exist.
这个故事呢是关于一个教会的一个敬拜领袖的。然而呢，就是说这个敬拜领袖在经历了一系列的事情之后，从一个基督徒变成了一个无神论者。
And as I heard this story, I started seeing a pattern. It was a man and a wife who were a team together as worship leaders. And I began to see this pattern as she began to tell her story.
从这个人呢就开始说是讲述他的这个故事，在他所在的这一个敬拜团里面发生的这一些故事。
She grew up and learned about God's blessings. She learned that God is gracious and God is loving, all true and wonderful things.
她从小在教会长大，并且说是学到从圣经里面也学到了很多，比如说关于神的事情、神的属性、神的恩典、神的爱。
And then when she got married, her and her husband became worship leaders in a mega church.
当她结婚之后，她和她丈夫在一个超大型的教会里面成为了那个教会的 worship leader。
And I'm not saying that to disparage a mega church. I'm simply that's the situation that they found themselves in.
我在这个地方不是要说或者说是批评这个超大型的教会，而是说只是在这里去描述他们所处的这样子的一个状况。
And so they were there, they had a great life. The church, as she tells the story, the church gave them a car and paid for their gas, and they got a beautiful house in the country at 20 years old, which is, you know, somewhat unusual. Most of us don't live that way, right? Just checking. I know that wasn't my experience.
就那他们在那个教会的话有很好的生活，那教会的话也给他们一张卡，使他们可以说是支付很多生活上面的这一个费用。然后呢，同时呢，他们也有的很好的这个房子，可以说物质的条件上面很丰富。
My experience was a broke down Honda on the side of the house that didn't work, and I had to fix it every week.
那牧师的情况就是，那家里面如果是有一辆坏了的车，那牧师得要说是自己动手去修。
But that wasn't the problem. The problem was that she didn't seem to really have a grasp on what the gospel really was about.
但对于他们来说，问题的核心就是，那个人他并不清楚福音的核心到底是什么。
The gospel isn't about what we get from God.
福音的核心是我们从神那里得到了什么。
Although God gives us so much and wants to pour His life, love, and His blessings on us.
尽管说是神给了我们很多的东西，给了我们爱，然后给了我们他的所有的祝福。
But we have to remember what we don't get from God.
那我们必须得要说是记得我们没有从神那里得到的是什么。
And that one thing being His judgment.
那个就是从神而来的审判。
Jesus died on the cross not so that we could have nice things.But because he saw, because God looked down from heaven and saw a sinful people and had mercy on us.
那耶稣在十字架上面为我们死，是因为耶稣看到了在这个世界上面的罪人的挣扎，并且说是为我们的罪付上了代价。
If we live our life simply because of a pattern of grace, simply because of what we get from God,
如果说我们只是说是因为神给了我们什么而往下去生活的话
，What will we do when things stop going our way？
当我们遇到困难，当我们遇到生命当中的难处的时候
，What will we do when difficult times come before us when a parent or a child passes away？
当我们在生命当中有了艰难的时候，比如说，父母或者说是子女的离世。
When we lose our job or difficult things happen with our children.
我们失去了工作，在我们的这一个我们的孩子有着这个艰难的时刻的时候。
If we're simply living for what we get from God, when bad things happen, we're going to walk away from God.
如果说我们只是说是活在神给我们的。这个恩典之下的时候，那当这些坏事来临的时候，那我们会从神的身边会离开。
But if we go into our relationship with God, understanding that we've already gotten what we need.
然而当我们跟神的关系是建立在我们明白了神给到我们的这个怜悯的时候
the moment that we receive Christ.We receive the most important part of salvation, and that is forgiveness.
当我们接受耶稣基督成为我们的救主的时候，我们也接受了耶稣从耶稣而来的这个怜悯。
That is mercy and freedom from punishment.
这个是一个从 不使我们不必去受审判的这样子的一个怜悯。
So, if we look at these two things, there's two ways you can live out your walk with God. One is by grace, saved for what God can do for me, or mercy, saved because of what He has already done for me.
那我们可以说是从两个不同的角度，从恩典跟这个怜悯的这个角度来看我们的这个生活。那如果说是从恩典的角度，那就是因着神能为我做什么而被拯救，而从怜悯的角度呢，是我们被拯救是因为他已经为我们所做的这一切。
We've been saved by grace through faith.
我们被拯救是因为他的，就因为他的怜悯，因为他的恩典，然后通过我们的信心而被拯救。
Because of His mercy.
因着他的怜悯。
You see, because I needed His mercy to get grace.
我们需要他的怜悯，我们才能说是到他所赐给我们的这个恩典。
So grace is the catalyst.
所以说呢，恩典是这一个催化剂。
By grace I have salvation.
因着恩典，我们才有救恩。
Through salvation I have relationship with Him.
通过这一个救恩呢，我们和神之间有了这个关系。
Through relationship, I find forgiveness and hope and healing and all those great things that come with my salvation.
通过这个关系，我们才能说是得着赦免，得着盼望，得着医治，得着这个恢复。
And how many of you know one day we're all going to stand before Him?
有多少人知道我们有一天要站在神的面前？
The Bible says that every knee shall bow and every tongue confess.
那在圣经当中说，万口都要说是，万膝都要跪拜，万口都要承认。
And so because of mercy, on the day of judgment, when I deserve punishment,
在那一天，就是说，在审判的那天，当我们应当得到审判的时候，
what I'm going to receive is mercy and grace from Him.
我们会得到的是从神而来的这个怜悯。
So I want to bring you back to this fixed point.
我想请大家就是说回头来想一想这个固定的这个点。
Right, that fixed point never changes.
这个固定点永不改变。
His word never changes.
神的话永不改变。
And let me tell you what mercy does.
让我们来思想恩典是怎么。恩典是在我们的生命当中是有怎样子的作用。
I can't meet that standard.
我们不能达到这个标准。
Even as a bricklayer, I couldn't meet that standard. We had a variance. We could be a little out here and there. Right? As a mason, when I was building elevator shafts and things like that. We can't meet that standard.
Yeah.我们没有办法说是达到这个标准。那曾经牧师呢做过这个做石匠的时候，他们做电梯井的时候，那电梯井的话是一直没有办法说是达到那一个严格的这个规格标准。
So out of mercy, what mercy does is no matter where I'm at, I'm not there, I'm not perfect, I'm not following His word perfectly, I can't meet the standard.But because of His mercy, no matter where I'm at, no matter how far away from that line I get, God can call me back.
怜悯呢，就是当我们在我们离这个标准有着很远很远的距离，我们没有办法达到这个标准的时候，即使是这样子，神愿意说是赦免我们，愿意说是以他的怜悯招我们回来。
With one cry out to God,No matter where I'm at, with one cry to Him, He looks at me and doesn't see that I'm outside of this. He sees His standard met through His Son.
当我们呼求神的时候， 他所看到的不是说是我们离这个标准有多远，而是他在他的眼中所看到的是他的爱子耶稣基督。
Moses down in verse 8 it says Moses bowed to the ground at once and worshipped him. He worshipped him because suddenly they lived with all of this blessing, right? God was pouring out his blessing. He was feeding them. He was taking care of them in the desert. He delivered them from Egypt. They were living this life of grace and grace and grace and grace.
在第八节说到，就摩西就俯伏敬拜，并且就俯伏敬拜。那摩西在这个当中敬拜神，是因为摩西已经说是看到了神在以色列民的身上所施的这个怜悯，并且说是因着这个怜悯给到他们的许多的恩典。
And now after all that, the people turned their back on him.Because they were living through a life of grace. And now Moses, looking down, sees a people who deserve judgment. And now he sees God as a God of mercy by his example, because God gave them mercy. He poured out his mercy on them when they deserve judgment.
这些以色列民呢，就转背弃转背弃转离神，是因为他们活只是活在神的恩典的当中，而摩西呢，在西乃山上，摩西是看到的是神的怜悯，即使这些子民那背弃转离神，神仍然说是愿意给到他们以怜悯。
We must have as Christians the same mentality that Moses learned in the scripture.
我们需要说是要像摩西，也就从这个经文当中。我们需要说是去学习摩西在这个当中所看到的。
That God is a God of mercy. That no matter what is happening in your life, no matter how difficult, no matter how hard, God can get you through to the other side. But you need to understand that you're a child because of mercy.
我们需要说是知道神是一个有怜悯的神。那无论我们在我们的生活当中，我们有多少做过多少的错事，我们离这个标准有多远，他永远都是有着他的这个怜悯。
And so, we worship God because we can worship God for His blessings and for His love. And how many of you know God is such a good, good God?
有多少人知道神是一个？神是一个非常好的一个神。
But I needed his mercy to get his grace.
但是我们需要神的怜悯，我们才能说是得到他的恩典。
Let's pray this morning.